Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to our second week of all 22 on Coach and Coordinator. And joining us again is Charlie Coyner, former NFL coach, CEO, founder of First Down Playbook. Charlie, always great to talk ball with you.
Hey, Keith. Good to talk with you again.
And then joining us is Zach Dunn, who is our content coordinator at USA Football. And he does some analysis for some teams at different levels as well. Zach, good to have you back again for week two.
Thanks for having me, Keith.
So this week, we're going to focus on the idea of getting the quarterback into a rhythm, helping him find success. And to do that, we're going to take a look at three quarterbacks here, new to the NFL: Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, and Dwayne Haskins. So we're going to start off by draft pick. We'll take a look at Kyler Murray here and some of the things that they did with him, get him going, help him find success early, because it's so important to the game.
Yeah, this will be fun, Keith. Actually, you know, the thinking behind it is that, you know, I think a lot of young coaches and a lot of, you know, youth coaches and even fans probably don't appreciate the thought process and the detail that go into, you know, getting a young quarterback started in the NFL. So what we've done here today is we've taken the very first throw of the three top rookie quarterbacks in the NFL taken this past draft. And so we just went and got the first two games and thought that it really, you know, it is telltale in some sense just how they're trying to groom each one of these three quarterbacks that are all very young. They're all in a system. Kyler Murray will be required to start. Daniel Jones has got the luxury of playing behind Eli. Dwayne Haskins will be, you know, right now is running as a number two. But at the same time, there's some very similar things, the way they're being groomed, and some very different things. So as we go through this, that's what we want to look at. We just want to look at not only from the standpoint of three very exciting young players in the NFL, but as a coach, an educational thought process of how you can help a young quarterback, regardless if you're coaching in the NFL level, college level, high school, youth, or flag.
And I think when we look at this concept, that's exactly it. I can think back to both my days as a high school coach and a college coach and meeting with the quarterbacks all the time to ask them, what do you feel best about here? And really guiding them, you know, they would learn pretty quick that I'm not looking for shots right away, that I'm looking for things that are going to get you into a rhythm, things you are very comfortable with. And certainly that's the approach here as we look at these different quarterbacks. So we'll kick it off with Kyler Murray here and kick it over to Zach Dunn. So what we have, Zach, I'll set the formation up for us and for our listeners on audio here. We do have the video as well, and we'll share those links in our show notes. But what we have is a bunch set to the left, single receiver to the right. Ball is on the right hash. The back is in a far set. He's to the weak side in the gun. Defensively, they're playing a four-man under front here. And then safety-wise, they have safety in the middle of the field over the ball. And then we have a man to the bunch side, two men over there. And, you know, when the play starts, we're going to see that they're going to drop out that linebacker who's in the box to be the third man to that side. So pretty typical set here, Zach. I'll kick it over to you for what you're seeing.
All right. Thanks, Keith. So what we're getting here is a 3-by-1 bunch, like Keith said, with the bunch to the left, with the back offset to the right. So to the weak side here, the Cardinals are running a slant flat with the number one receiver weak and with the running back heading to the flat. And to the bunch side, we have a spacing concept. So the number two guy in the bunch, which is the point man, is going to run a over-the-ball route, sort of, about 5 yards over top of the guard. Number three in the bunch is going to run about a 6 to 8 yard hook route coming out underneath of number two. And number one in the bunch, which is the widest guy, is going to run a 5 yard Omaha route. So this is a pure progression read for the quarterback. So pre-snap, he's looking at number one in the bunch, which is running the 5 yard feed out. If he has a pretty good cushion there, he's just going to, you know, fling it out there. Kind of like last week when we talked about with the Chiefs, you know, that's a gimme throw. But if not, he's going to start with the weak side. He's going to go slant flat over the ball hook. So, I mean, that's a very simple read for the quarterback to start the game with. I mean, couldn't make it much more easier than that. He has a pre-snap clue, then after that he goes 1, 2, 3.
So let's take a look here at Kyler Murray's first throw in the second game against the Raiders. We see that they're going to go with a bunch set this time to the right, and they'll motion to it. So they're going to start with two condensed receivers on the right. They have twins to the left, and they're going to go with a man in motion to essentially end up in the bunch to the right. He'll be number three. We're in pistol this time rather than a weak set. And now we're going to get into some play action here, which we talked about last week, just being a great way to get a quarterback started, especially a guy with some legs like Kyler Murray.
Yeah, like Keith said right here, we got another 3-by-1 bunch set here with a pistol. So what you're getting here is a little wide zone naked and just another pure progression read for Kyler. So number two in the bunch, which is the point man, is running a corner route, about a 15-yard corner. Number one from the weak side is running a over route, and number one in the bunch is running a whip route. He's going to, you know, come down hard inside like he's trying to block that force player. Then he's going to whip back out towards the sideline. So this is another pure progression read for the quarterback. He's going to read the corner route from the point man of the bunch. His number two read is the over route from the backside, and the number three route, the dump off route kind of, is that whip route from number one of the bunch. What you also have here is number three in the bunch is running a what they call a late route. So he's going to slam down hard. You know, he's really going to sell that play fake, and he's going to come open late. And what that does really is give the quarterback, number one, a late option if they take away all three receivers. But number two, if that DN, like he does on this play, comes up field and attacks the quarterback on the naked, it allows Kyler to have a quick dump off right there to the vacated area. Another just really simple, quick read to get Kyler in a rhythm.
Well, next up we have our next quarterback we're going to take a look at, Daniel Jones with the Giants, and they're going to set him up in what is an 11 personnel set. So we have one tight end in the game. He's off the ball to the right. So we have with him two receivers outside of him. So Trips to the right in 11 personnel. We're in a strong set or near set with the back, and we have a single receiver to the left. Defensively, they're in an over front 4-3 in this case, and they cover down on the slot to the right and have some cushion outside of number one. They're pressed up within 5 yards of number one to the backside here. So let's kick it over to Charlie here to talk about this particular play for Daniel Jones.
Yeah, they're playing the Jets here, and obviously Daniel Jones, tremendously talented drop back quarterback. Different than what we're looking at here and before, both very talented quarterbacks, but Kyler Murray is 5'10", and that's on a good day. So Daniel Jones, 6'5", pocket passer. And his very first pass that they set him up with the Giants, I'm just going to call it drop back because I know you've got, essentially the way Keith described it, you've got that tight end off the ball. You can see on the video here coming up, Jones makes contact, eye contact with that tight end. They're just trying to pick up protection in my view here. You got 22 on the right side of the gun quarterback, comes across the formation along with the tight end to block the end. And there's kind of gap protecting, turn protecting to the right as we look at it. As far as the route concept goes, it's just a version of smash, what we all know is smash, but you've got a China route on the outside. Now, it's taught differently by different coaches. Some people might teach this as a China off the get-go, meaning that the widest receiver to the right, number 12 for people looking at it, is going to get up to 5 yards, is going to stutter the feet, and then come inside underneath, right, underneath of the defender. Now, like Keith was saying, you got man coverage across the board. So essentially, the slot receiver number 15 is going to slightly outside release, run a bench route. He carries the slot defender number 42, which clears out for number 12, the widest receiver on the China route. All of the linebackers, regardless of what the offensive line does, they mirror the tight end and the back coming across the formation to the left. And so that provides to get number 38 out of the way for the China route. And then, like Keith was saying, you just got a four-man rush.
So let's take a look at second game for Daniel Jones, first throw. To set up this play, we have 11 personnel again. Tight end is to the right with a flanker outside of him. And on the left, we have a twin set. And what we're getting here is a simple slant flat to the left. We have a slant with basically a spot route. The tight end here is going to come over the ball in the middle and really try to open up that slant lane for the quarterback, which he is going to throw there. And then we get the route into the flat from the back in the backfield, who's in a near set to the tight end side. So he's going to go right into the flat there. And we have a five-man protection here. Defensively, they're in an over front. And you're going to see the linebackers here, how they react, really open up a lane for the quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, having coached the tight ends in the NFL, I can tell you right now, at number 82, the tight end on the line of scrimmage to the right is not in this read at all, unless it's a hot throw. And I believe this is an empty protection. I think the back is free releasing out to the right. So essentially you've got slant flats to both sides and a tight end hooking up over top of the ball. And so what the read is for the quarterback, and they're closer to the right-hand side of the field. The drawing here should be probably a little bit more to the right. The throw would be shortest to the right. I think that's why Daniel Jones chooses that, because he actually throws into rotation. As you know, a lot of coaches would teach to throw away from rotation, even though you've got your tight end there. So looking at this play, the good part about it for the Giants is that 82 releases over top of the ball, and the safety that comes down ends up bracketing him with 44, who is kind of the rat in the hole player, the inside backer to the offense's left. And so you've got a bracket on the tight end, which opens up the slant lane for Jones to throw to number 18, the right receiver, as 45 is free releasing to the flat, the back, as quickly as he can. And now the linebacker to that side has to, you know, really get out there to cover, because he's got a mismatch right there personnel-wise. So all that being said, you end up opening up a slant route to 18 and a hole that's you know, pretty open. Jones does a good job of sitting on the back foot, letting the right receiver work, because he's got a corner up in his face. Just finish by saying that, you know, as the weeks go on, what will happen in the NFL, 26 will understand that 82 is not going to hurt them near as much as the tight end is not going to hurt them near as much as that slant route on a skilled receiver. So he'll start coming down, and if Jones is not careful, 26 will step up underneath that throw, and he'll be chasing him down the sideline to his right if he's not careful going forward.
Let's take a look at the Redskins, Dwayne Haskins, and what the Redskins are going to do to try to get him into that rhythm early in the game. So they're facing the Cleveland Browns, and they're under center. They are in a tight end set. Okay, they have the tight end to the right. Outside of him, they have two condensed receivers and then a single receiver to the left. They're one back set, again, quarterback under center. And what we're going to see here is another play action play. So play action, the run going to the left, quarterback naked out to the right. We're going to have from number one on the left, he's going to run the over route, the over drag. 84 is the guy who is number two to the strong side. And he's going to take some steps to the inside, like he's going to secure the edge. And then he'll get into essentially a corner route, breaking that around 10 yards, or I'm sorry, around 12 yards back to the outside.
So everybody's looking at this drawing right here. Keep in mind that this is the second quarter of the game, and you've got a lot of rookies in here and a rookie quarterback. And this formation probably looks odd. Folks that understand football, I think we've either got a miscommunication by the rookie quarterback or the rookies that are playing the positions, because you've got what you ended up having was a tight end, number 41, on the ball. 84 actually lined up on the ball too. Now, 41 actually drifted out like he thought he was eligible at the end. So, once again, all we've done here is just, you'll see it on the video, we just drew it up exactly the way they did it. You've got a lot of young football players in here, and so I think that there was communication problems right here, and that's why they ended up lining up really in an unbalanced or over formation. So go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, and this is very similar to what we saw in the play talked about for Kyler Murray. We're going to have that corner route. We have number one coming in the inside. Typically, we see that guy whip out, and then essentially what would be the tight end, the guy who is ineligible by formation, coming out and trailing him. So you end up with a three-level stretch with a trailer. And that kind of look, as we talked about last week, is really good for the quarterback. You could get him out on the edge here, simulate some blocking down that should draw those defensive guys inside to allow Dwayne Haskins to get out on the edge and have a clean look at what's going on with the coverage and be able to deliver the ball. Now, to this one, he's going to throw the corner route. So let's take a look at Dwayne Haskins' first throw in his second game against the Bengals here. And to set this up, ball is going to be towards the left hash, middle of the left. We have basically a 12 personnel set. So two tight ends in the game. Both of them are on the line of scrimmage opposite of each other. Initially, we have two more receivers out to the left. So it starts with a trip set to the left. Again, double tight, one back with Dwayne Haskins under center. We're going to get a motion from number one all the way across to the other side. Now, he's not going to get too wide here because what's happening is both outside receivers are running outs and speed outs here, right? They're going to try to get away from leverage. We do see that the corner comes across. So we're thinking man coverage here as a quarterback. And basically against this set, defensively, we've got, you know, what looks like very much like a 4-3 in the box, as well as having a defender walk down and cover down on the slot to the left. So what we have from the inside receivers are basically an out route or a stick type route. They're going to get upfield to 5 or 6 yards and then break to the outside. So what we're trying to do is really stress the defense on the out routes here to the outside of the field. And we're going to get a throw to the guy who went in motion here.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the one thing that's different about Haskins and the other two young quarterbacks is they've got him under the center. Now, I don't think they have him under the center the whole game or anything, but his first two throws have been under center. And you know, I don't think they think Dwayne is going to be the starting quarterback game one. I think that they're going to let their system come to him a little bit. But the other thing is, he's a 6'4" quarterback as well, and that can do these kind of things. But once again, the consistent thing about all six of these throws that we've looked at is that the ball has been out quickly or that the quarterback has gotten outside of the pocket. You know, all these quarterbacks took bigger shots down the field later in the game. But one of the things that I think is apparent when you look at all of these quarterbacks is that, you know, maybe we may think as a fan is, all right, so Charlie, Keith, Zach, you're taking the first throw of the first game for these guys and the first throw of the second game. How important really is that? Well, I mean, as a coach, particularly in the NFL and really as a college coach, a high school coach, a youth coach, whatever, you've got to get the confidence not only of your quarterback, but you've got to get the confidence of the team around him, the defense, the offense. And when you're dealing with players at this level, you're also talking about the fans, the media. And so a bad play, you know, to start a game off can turn into a bad series, can turn into a bad quarter, a bad game, and before you know it, a bad season. So it's very important to see your quarterback off on the right foot when you're doing these things. And so the importance of a first play, we're not trying to overstate it here, but at the same time, you know, it starts somewhere. And I can promise you from my 9 years in the NFL, particularly the quarterback coach, spent massive amounts of time with quarterbacks 1 through 3, just trying to talk to them, like Keith said earlier. What do you feel comfortable with? What can we get you started with? And you hear talk all the time, and it's true, about the, you know, the opening 10, the opening 15 plays.
Yeah.
Well, what you're also doing is you're conditioning these young quarterbacks right here to think like that, to think like, okay, you know, we are very detailed. We do want to get started with a completion. And look at, you know, the other thing is that what plays are we going to call after this one? Well, if we come out and have an incomplete pass, now you've got young quarterbacks playing from behind the chains instead of in front of it. So, you know, we all know how that can mount. So very, very important, the selection of the very first pass, particularly these young quarterbacks that have never thrown an NFL pass before. A good thing to look at in the preseason. And once again, something that if you're out there coaching youth football, you may have a 8-year-old that's never thrown a passing competition, period. So keep that in mind. You know, the best play against the best coverage and the best defense might not be the best play to call the very first play of the game, because that best play might be a go route down the sideline. And if you miss it, now it's 2nd and 10 or something like that, instead of getting your quarterback out in front of the game instead of behind it.
And I really like, you know, looking at the selection here and just running down again, we got Kyler Murray starting with a simple slant flat. his second play, or the first play of the next game, was a naked play, three-level stretch. You go to Daniel Jones. They seven-man protect. Now, the protection, I think, got a little bit dicey there. You had a tight end who was lined up too tight, and you had two guys flashing across his face. Probably not a big deal for a guy who's 6'5". You got a shorter quarterback, that might be a little bit too much noise, but I think the idea is very sound. Seven-man protect. Don't worry about where your hot route is going to be and, you know, simulated blitzes, creepers, all the things that defenses are doing today. It kind of takes it out because they full slid and brought two guys to the other end, edge to protect all gaps. Very sound way to start your quarterback off and protect him. And then just giving him a simple China or smash route to the outside. I like those corner routes. You know, when you think about a corner versus a go ball, that go ball is a 50-50. I mean, if he's, you know, not quite into the rhythm, not quite having the feel yet in that particular game for the things going on, that an underthrown ball there is trouble. Now, that corner, though, you know, typically you can train that guy to make that, you know, very easy look at that. So that is either a completion or it's no catch and we line up and call another play. So, again, kind of protecting him. And then they also went with a slant flat for him. Dwayne Haskins, very similar. We got a bunch, naked flood, very similar to what they did with Kyler Murray. And then we got a motion route for a quick throw on a three-step drop. And again, avoiding, you know, typical teams like to go a lot. I see a lot of high school teams going like a go route on the outside with those out routes from the inside guys. I like this idea of two out routes. Again, something simple. Yeah, there's not the big play potential down the field, but the idea is to get this guy in a rhythm. And like Charlie said, it really goes to how do you plan out those first 10 plays? And maybe you're not a guy who scripts all those, but what you can do on your call sheet, though, is maybe highlight some first throws. So if you break things up by field zones, you know, or down in distance, what's our first down throw for this guy? You know, maybe it's not the same thing as you might go to later in the game and same thing as you get in the red zone. What's the best one for him to start with in the red zone if you need to make a throw? So a lot of things to think about from a coaching perspective, really at all levels. I mean, we see these guys using some things that are very applicable to the high school level. They're not necessarily complicated reads. They protect the quarterback and are just sound principles to get a guy going.
Absolutely. I think that whether you're coaching flag football, youth football, any level, I'm not sure we looked at one concept right here that you couldn't do at those levels, you know, from a standpoint of arm strength and simplicity of the read and all that. These guys are going to be fun to watch. I mean, we're all going to get to watch these three quarterbacks develop. And yeah, preseason is preseason. They'll start getting combo coverages and all that. What, you know, we've noticed a lot of man coverage, you know, with, you know, rat and hole on the defense, but that's about to get more complicated too. But for the second week of, All 22 Tuesday. This has been fun. It's been good to take a look at these guys, and we'll be back next week and look at something else. And we know that the third week of the preseason, the first half is played just like it's a regular season game, and sometimes even into the first series of the third quarter. So we'll have some more realistic, just like 16 weeks of NFL football to take a look at. And before long, we'll be cranking up college football. We'll be able to get some of those plays and start breaking those down as well.
Absolutely. And for me, I'm always excited to see Baker Mayfield get back on the field for my Browns. So I am excited about that for this preseason game. And we do start college football, so we will have some of that as well. For those of you who listen to this on the podcast, we will put links up in our show notes, both to what we have over at First Down Playbook for the full video. And then Zach Dunn is going to break this down for us and put it into a coach's note on our blog here. So guys, another great week. Charlie, appreciate your time as always.
Glad to be here. And anybody that's a member of First Down Playbook understands that these plays are drawn up and they're in your playbook section. Make the edits and you're ready to go. Looking forward to next week, Keith and Zach. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Please check out all we're doing on Twitter at our Twitter handle for coaches at FBDEVCoach. Check out our systems for blocking, defeating blocks, and tackling at footballdevelopment.com. If you register there with your email address, you can get access to our shoulder tackle system, the entire system, as well as three free videos of your choice, either from advanced tackling or from our contact system, which is blocking and defeating blocks. This is some of the best stuff, some cutting edge stuff I think that you're going to find is very efficient and effective in the way you teach your players. And there's a lot of drills here that help you improve that skill year round. Check it out at footballdevelopment.com.
check out our coaches' notes on usafootball.com. Go to the resources tab for development and training. Our coaches' notes are given to us by coaches around the country, state champs, some of the NCAA leaders. Those guys have been doing a great job in putting that together in our tips format, which is teach, install, and problem solve. And in there, we also have further review, which we allow our clips to be downloadable, and you can download those and put them into your Huddle. No need for an extra subscription to a Huddle page. So check those out. And as always, go to blogs.usafootball.com for our show notes, our analysis, articles, and coaching. Finally, if you're enjoying the podcast, head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rate. If you have a minute, write a review. It really helps out the podcast.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.